Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast. And showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and all his servants and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name, as it is this day. This is the scripture that came randomly, seemingly, yet of course, divinely by God. This will be exactly what we need to think about for whatever reason. It will be important to me and to you listening into Love Lighthouse. This is interesting. I read into it to remind myself what happened. And so this is talking about how the Egyptian Pharaoh and his people treated the Israelites in a way where they were acting proud against them. If there is anyone listening to this tonight, today, whenever you get this, it will be because this is an important word for you. Is there someone in your life who is behaving proudly or nastily on purpose against you? Well, this then may well be a sign that God is about to show them some signs and wonders and show them who is in charge. God help us all. That is a good reason never to act proudly. Sometimes we can be humble to God's word and do what God commands, and others might think of us as proud when we are not. But there is a big difference between this and someone who is really acting proudly or nastily against others. I mean, people not of God who take issue against those of God, perhaps due to righteousness' sake, and then how they may falsely accuse them or whatever else that is proud and vindictive in heart. And this is what enrages God, and as it is said, why we must leave room for that from God and not through us ourselves in terms of any wrath. I can imagine it is not a good place to be in experiencing God's wrath against you, that is, because you have been nasty and proud against the people of God. I don't understand why people behave like that, and to me it seems like such a waste of time and energy. I can never understand why they don't better use their energy on doing something productive and positive with their lives. I really don't get it. How can folk be so crazily jealous to waste their own time so much in being so proud and vindictive regarding any other person? It's so sad and very weird. I've never done it, and certainly not knowingly in my life. I view life quite simply, but yet I'm also very thankful for it, and I focus on my own lane and just do the best I can from where I am. I don't have time nor want to be bothered nor have any desire to overly focus on anyone else, and certainly not negatively. I think you must be horrendously sick to be in that position at all. It must be grievous against God, and for the person doing that level of negative focus, it must make them even sicker. I watched someone who negatively focused on me, and the sad thing is that they were getting into a bigger and bigger mess themselves. I noted that their hair was falling out and they had bald patches. They became almost intoxicated in their negativity at times, but that potentially was real intoxication too, and that then therefore is understandable as to why they were falling at times as well. Now, none of these things that were happening to them made me happy, of course. But they did happen, and they happened to someone who was being negative towards me for no other reason. I had no idea what was in their mind. I would rather not know. All I am happy with is that which God says about me, and that's what I know about. That's what I encourage each person to be focused on. Rather than being negatively focused on others that have God, just focus on yourself as much as possible and what God says about you, and then that way you're on the right path. That way we can also be better equipped to deal with other people and help them at times too. But when it comes to folk being jealous of us because of this, that's not our arena, because we don't and can't know what's going on inside their mind. God does though, and will not be mocked. Nothing gets past God, and their comeuppance will happen and occur. We just pray to always be on the right side of God, and therefore keep in mind these things and do our personal best each time.